Attic name Alfonso. Truly, I like to thank God for everything because He is everything. I would like to thank this convention for allowing me to come share my experience, strength, and hope. Thank you for all of my friends and sponsees and family that came to support me. Truly, it's an honor to be behind this podium to share my experience, strength, and hopes, and I'm going to do that to the best of my ability. And I was trying to keep my head down because every time I would look up, I would see more people coming in. And I'm like, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. We should be asleep. You know, and I was hoping everybody went to the dance last night so it would be an empty meeting. Don't seem like that. You know, the topic of this workshop is the sixth step and the sixth tradition. And truly, I thank God for the opportunity to share my experience, strengths, and hopes. And I'm going to do that in the time that I'm allotted. And I thank God for the 12-step process. It completely changed my life. So if you're new, welcome. Invest in the steps. The steps is our survival kit. It's our defense against the disease, which is a deadly disease. Our addiction, which is a deadly disease. I don't really like standing behind no podiums because I like to move and, you know, and I might wind up in a hallway sharing. But, you know, my clean date is December 17th, 1996. I'm in my 19th year recovery. From the Baltimore area. You know, my home group is Hamilton New, and I love this convention. I love this convention, and I can remember back in '96, I was a little pup, and I said, I want to share that. I want to do that convention. It took 18 years, you know, because I understand the process. You know, I never wanted to be behind here because you become accountable for what you say, and you know, and then you begin to become a target. You know, so I didn't want to just come up here just to share. I wanted to be through God's will, so I invested in the steps. And what happened in my investment of the steps, I began to mature and develop in here. Because I came in here when I was 25 years old, with no life experiences, no life skills. So I came in here a broken vessel, coming straight from active addiction, with no coping skills, no coping mechanisms, no way to live, nothing. Just a shell of a person looking for something. The second step, I was looking for something to fill this emptiness that I had inside of me, and it was only through the steps that God began to fill this hole, and I am now a man. Not in the sense or term of the statue, but the terms of the spirituality that a man possesses. And it's only through working the steps that I was able to become that. So the sixth step, talk about we're entirely ready to have God remove these defects entirely. Now, when I first invested in the steps and began to, you know, and experience the steps, I could, you know, it was easy to share on the defect. You know, it's easy to share when I'm a procrastinator, I'm lazy, I'm a liar, I'm a cheat, I'm a manipulator, you name it, I am. It's easy to share on that because early on, that's all I could identify with was the defect that was in my character that was causing so much pain, but the pain was so familiar that I didn't want to leave it because I ain't had nothing else to attend to. Because if I change the defect, what would I become? So it was, and it talks about it in the literature that we get comfortable with the distorted reality of what the defect has done in my life. And what happened was, we used to say this back in the day. I live in the six and the seven. You know, I live in the six and the seven. And I never want to be stuck in a step where I can't get the hope to come out of it. You know, if I'm still in the six and I'm still living in my defective character after years clean, where is the change that God's supposed to be doing in my life? But that's only through the process of exploring strengths and hopes and going through. See, what I learned in this process is that, you know, we were sharing this about last night, and I told him to talk about some of my friends because I went home after the main meeting last night, so I go home. I mean, I say home because, you know, the hotel, and I wanted to get some sleep because I knew I had to get up early. We wound up staying up until 1 o'clock. I'm cussing them out. I'm going to talk bad about all of y'all. Because I was trying to, and the funny thing about God's will is that you can't tell God what to do. I can prepare myself. I can, you know, I was in my ear, you know, and you know, I don't know about anybody else. Every time I do a meeting, I share it like 10 times. Before I get here, then when I get here, I don't share none of that, and I don't remember nothing that I said the whole time. Because when I pray, I say, God, thy will be done. So whatever comes out is what God intended to be, because the message is whole. So in my journey through the steps on numerous of times, and early in my recovery, my defects controlled me. How do my defects control me, Fonzo? Because every time I wanted to do right, I still did wrong. And this is not without, this is without a drink or a drug. This is recovery. My relationships, my past relationships, I would always lie, cheat, steal, manipulate, and try to con my way into getting what I wanted. I was so selfish that even when I was trying to do right, we were talking about this last night, I was hurting people in the process. But as I begin to look, the sixth step talking about having a mature consciousness. And at some point, Fonzo, you got to grow up. When I used to share that I used to be emotionally immature. That means when every time something would happen to me, my defects would put me in baby mode. Baby mode is every time something happens, I cry. Why are you doing it to me? And never looking at the situation for what it is and trying to develop the principles that the steps is trying to teach me. I'm always crying victim. And the development and the growth is harder that way because you got to go through more pain. That's what I love about the steps. Through my investigation and studying of the steps, I found out that all of them deals with prayer in some way or the other. And I'm trying to build a relationship with a higher power that's going to guide me to this new way of life. But I can't get my prayers answered by God if I keep blocking God from doing his job. And that's what my defect has done. Let me share this and I'm going to read and I'm going to touch on the sixth step and I'm going to let Gordon. Six steps. It says, we pray or otherwise become willing, ready, and able to let God remove these defective traits. It also says, we keep asking for willingness. And I thank God for Kendall Shane about the posture of the sixth step. And one of my dear friends, we always talk about the state of humility. It's a posture to be humble in here. And most of the time, my humility is on my knees. That same posture on my knees, I can either be humble or humiliated on my knees. I'd rather be humble. I gotta go to God and ask Him for willingness. What am I asking God for willingness for? To get out of His way. My defects are so destructive, it'll tell me my defects are slick, right? Because they from West Baltimore, you know, they slick. You know, my defects so slick, it'll tell me that right is wrong and try to give me proof that it's the truth. And I'm so stupid, I'm like, okay. When have lying ever benefited me? When has manipulating ever benefited me? See, when I begin to tell my story and I begin to play the true essence of who I am, I'm my worst critic, and most of the time I'm deceiving myself and don't even know it. Then I want to cry when my defects overwhelm me. So as I begin to ask for willingness, and we were sharing about this last night, I'm saying, God, I need willingness. I want to change. I want to do better. I'm tired of living the same way. I'm tired of being that same person. God, help me. God, help me, please. I'm asking for willingness. I don't want to be a whore no more. I don't want to be a whore no more. I don't want to be a whore no more. Because look, it talks about in the literature, it says our defects drains us of our time and energy. When I'm in a defect, what happens is my spirit is slowly dying and it's costing me a lot of money. Y'all missed that. Because see, when I'm torn, and it costs money to go on dates. It costs time, energy, money, and you know, you had sex and you like, yeah, that was good for 2 minutes, become a and then I wind up back in that position of emptiness because I'm drained, because a defect sucks everything that I tried and sucks it out of me. So I'm asking God for the willingness because I'm tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of me clean. Where my spirit ain't alive, my spirit ain't, I can't do nothing. That's what my defects do. So I'm saying, God, please give me the willingness. And I'm in that position of willingness. And what happens is He begin to manifest certain experiences. You can't ask God for something He don't send some experiences. You know, when spurts happen, you'll be like, oh, what is happening to me? No, the foreset said God put us in a position where it should surface. It don't happen by osmosis or coincidence that you going through what you going through, or you ain't where you at, because God is trying to push you out of the way so He can give you your answered prayer. But I'm so you know, methodical in what I want. I want God, this is how I want my wife to be. This is what I want, God. I'm going to God with this boldness, like I can tell Him what He needs to do for me. And that humility comes in because I get humiliated because it never shows up that way. So I see all that to say that the sixth step is taking on this new meaning because the willingness is I just need to be in that position of that posture of just being ready for God to do whatever it is He want to do, and I need not touch it. I need not touch it because every time I touch it, I know what happens. Let me share this. Steps is in threes. Right? And we're talking about the PMS. This is what it becomes. NA 101. PMS. Physical, mental, spiritual. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And we never tie 6 with 3. If you tie 6 with 3 in the spiritual aspect of the steps and how they work, what I've learned through my study and working the steps is that the surrendering process that's in 6 is allowing me to be a clear conscience. We're talking about, look, how can I have a conscious contact if I don't have a mature conscience to understand He's talking? How can I go from 3 to 11 if I ain't got 6 to give me some kind of maturity? I gotta be mature, because when God talking and I'm asking for God to work, I gotta identify the difference between my defect and the asset. If not, I'm gonna continue to do the same thing. This literature talk about, I keep repeating the same pattern. After all, you can't want to stop being a whore and you keep doing whore things. You gotta stop copying. You gotta change your play, make your playground your play thing. So I can't keep saying, I wanna be a good man, I wanna be a husband, I wanna do this, and I keep going to the club, it don't work. Maturity has to take place, and my consciousness man, let me understand and identify my defects of character. So I'll be intelligent and say, okay, God, here it is, it's yours. And what he does is he begins to manifest it. I listen to hip hop once in a while. You know, I'm growing. But
I like that. I'm growing.
You know, I'm shutting it down now. I'm gonna share this and I'm gonna go to transition real fast and I'm done. Kanye says that one of the most profound statements I've ever heard. And it said, I've talked to God so much, my life, you say you're talking back. The steps is allowing me to have a communication with God where my life reflects God's answered prayers. He's talking back to me through my life. I pray so much because the steps allow you to be so humble. The sixth step allowed me to be willingness. That every time I'm praying and I'm talking to God and asking God for willingness, you know, I'm asking God for humbleness. I'm asking God for surrender. I'm asking God for courage in the full. I'm asking for God. I'm talking to God so much, my life is reflecting and it's talking back to me. That's why this topic, the whole convention talk about miracles beyond measure. I see God talking back in my life. I'm in my dream. I don't know about nobody else. I'm in my dream. I walk every day in my dream. I'm clean. I got a successful little business that's going on. I got a beautiful wife. I got crazy kids. I love my crazy kids. Got good friends in my life. Sometimes they get on my nerves. I love all that. And it's only through me getting out of my way. I told y'all we were talking about it. I slid that one in there, so they trying to miss it. Look, man, when I was thinking about the sixth tradition, I'm just saying this, shut up. When I'm thinking about the sixth tradition, right? And it was talking about, you know, we don't endorse and none of that. I thought about like a stingy mother, you know, that don't give you what you ask for. You know how you can break up a relationship because somebody asked you for $5 and they don't give you your money back. Now y'all two got an attitude with each other because they won't ever give you the $5. So now y'all disassociate with each other because they asked for some $5. They want some finances. And so they don't get that money back. So now you got an attitude. That's what NA does in the sixth tradition. I ain't giving you no money, so I won't be mad at you. And they keep everything to themselves. Don't ask me for nothing because I ain't getting it to you. We had this relationship where I give you something, you give me something, but don't put my name on it and I won't put your name on me. That's what the sixth tradition means to me. Check this out. The end of the sixth tradition, how it ties the sixth step. It says, don't let money, property, or prestige divert you from your primary purpose. Early in my recovery, I put my defect before God's principle. And I got diverted from my primary purpose. Because I began to chase money. I began to chase property. I began to chase prestige because I thought that was what recovery was. And that's not what recovery is. Recovery is an active change of attitudes and ideas. It has nothing to do with how much money you got in your bank or how much I loaned him $5 and he never get it back. It's none of that. It's about carrying the message and walking the principles of Narcotics Anonymous. I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for allowing me to share. I keep coming back.
Thank you, Pastor. Let's thank Alfonso for sharing again.